Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh.
Mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. The word of God said, if I be lifted up, he said that he would draw all men unto him. And the Hour of Power broadcast, we will lift him up. We will exalt his name. Yes, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I am the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want you to know that God is in control, and there is nothing too hard for God to do. But the Word of God says he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're excited because God has a word for his people on today. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, God, because you're the everlasting God. You're everlasting Savior. You're the Prince of Peace. God, you are our counselor. God, you're the one that we can call on. God, one that we can trust, Lord God. We thank you, God, because you are the one that is in control. Father, we just give you praise this morning. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you, God, for being a deliverer. Thank you, God, for being a mind fixer and a heart regulator. Thank you, God, for being a sure of faith and power. We thank you, God, this morning for being the true and the living God. Lord, today on this broadcast, Lord, bless the people, God, that's out in our radio audience. God, save and sanctify them through your word, through the truth, because your word is truth, God. Those that are not saved, saved. Those that are not delivered, deliver them, Father. God, those that are sick, God, hold, heal it, God, to be manifested in their body. And Father, I thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want you to know again that this is the hour of power broadcast. And yes, we are coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we thank God for the word of God this morning. The word of God is coming from Luke, the fourth chapter, and that is found in the New Testament. And we're going to begin there on that first verse. And we're going to be talking about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. And I want you to know that our God that we serve is a God that's able to move on our behalf, able to go through things that we are going through and that we are yet to go through, and to know that even as he was able to go through many things and many temptations, we as his people are able to go through those things as well. The Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. The word of God let us know that he'll never leave us, neither will he forsake us. Come on, we're going to go to the word of God, and we're going to start at that first verse of Luke, the fourth chapter, and we're going to begin reading. And if you don't have a Bible, you can go and get one from a neighbor, from a friend. You could just listen to the Word of God this morning. But you can call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the hour of power broadcast is on the air, and God want to do something for them today. God want to bless them. God want to empower them today. Healing will be manifest through the word of God. Deliverance will be manifest through the word of God. We'll serve the God. We serve the great I am. He is I am that I am. So I want you to know today that God is our God, and there is nothing too hard for him to do. Let's begin our reading. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he after hunger. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Look at the devil. Look at Satan. Look at Lucifer, the way that he coming to Jesus. I need you to listen this morning, because the same way Satan came to Jesus, he will come to you, men and women, boys and girls. He will come to you, and he will try to entice you. He will try to bring temptation. Yes, Jesus, here in the Word of God, the devil thought he could overpower God. He thought that he could come, and he thought that he could cause Jesus to yield to temptation. And the devil said unto him, if you are God, if you are the Son of God, listen what he said, if you are, he wanted Jesus to doubt who he was, if you are who you said that you are, command the stone that it be made bread. And here we see as the enemy tried to come to Jesus and tried to make him doubt who he was, then that same enemy will try to come to you and try to make you doubt who you are. If you are saved, if you've been born again, if your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you have said yes to Jesus, if you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and your life has been changed, then you don't have to do what the enemy have set out for you to do. He has a plan to break you down. He has a plan in order to try to keep you from getting into inheriting eternal life. He has a plan in trying to confuse you. But I want you to know today that if he came to Jesus, he will come to you. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. I want you to know today is so important for you to know Jesus Christ. It's so important for you to know the Word of God. See, when you know the Word of God, you'll be able to stand on the Word of God. The Word of God say, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. We see in the Word of God, Jesus came against the devil, Lucifer, Satan, with the Word of God, and he stood on the Word of God. It's good to know the Word of God. It's good to let the Word of God abide inside of you. For the Word of God let us know. It said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, that ye can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I want you to know, no matter what it is that the enemy has tried to come against you, I want you to know today that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Christ is our example that we can stand upon his word. We do not have to yield to the temptation of this life. Yes, there are many, many temptations, and yet you see that the devil came to Jesus and tried to make Jesus turn the stone into bread. But Jesus said, if it is written, he said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. See, Jesus had been in the wilderness for 40 days, and he was, after that time, he was hungry. And then the enemy came. Don't you know that sometimes the enemy will come to you in your weakest form when you are not feeling the best, but yet you, even when you're not feeling the best, and maybe when you're not looking the best, you still got to know who you are. And Jesus knew who he was. See, Jesus is the Alpha, and he is the Omega. He is the beginning, he is the ending, he is the true and the living God. He is the everlasting Savior. He is the Prince of Peace. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. He is everything that we need in this life and the life to come. We need Jesus Christ, and we need to know his word. In the time of a storm, in the time of tragedy, in the time of things that we go through, weakness, we need Jesus Christ to be on our side. We need the greater one to live and abide deep down in our soul and deep down in our spirit. I like what David said in the Word of God. A lot of times, many times, I do refer to David because David was a man after God's own heart. David said that, he said that, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or see begging bread. He never, let him know, let you know today that the righteous God will not forsake. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or see begging bread. So the Lord will be with you. Even when you go through trials and you go through tribulation, God will be with you. And I thought about the Word of God even as the Lord was giving me this word, as the Word of God says there in that Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 13th verse. And the Word of God, it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. See, we need to know the Word of God. When we pray, we should pray that even in the prayer that God, the amount of prayer that he had given to his people, that when we pray, we should pray that the Lord lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He said, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And when Jesus was talking to his disciples in that 26th chapter and that 41st verse of Matthew, it said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And sometimes the flesh going to be weak. Jesus had not eaten in 40 days. Afterwards, the Word of God says that he was hungry. Then the enemy came and tried to entice him. He knew who Jesus was, but yet he tried to come and he tried to entice him, and he wanted him to show his power. He wanted him to say, turn this stone. I know you're hungry, Jesus. Why don't you turn this stone into bread? And then that's when the Word of God said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So therefore, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. And then there in that 5th verse of the 4th chapter of Luke, it says, and the devil taking him up into a high mountain of the world in a moment of time. Let's read that again. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. The devil, Satan, didn't know who he was talking to. He was trying to make Jesus feel that Jesus was not in power, that he was the almighty Satan, but he was very, very much uninformed. He did not realize the power of God. He didn't care who he was talking to. He didn't care who Jesus said that he was, but all he wanted to do is to get Jesus to bow down to him. All he wanted to do is to get Jesus in his control. And that is what I'm saying to you today as well, that all the enemy want you to do is to bow down to him. All the enemy want you to do is to serve him. But yet, Jesus did not bow down to him. Jesus did not serve him because he knew who he was. Do you know who you are this morning? Do you know the power of God that resides inside of you? Do you not know that with Christ that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you? Don't you know, even when we look at the word of God in the book of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar, when he had made these images, I think it was 90 feet high, and I believe the word of God let us know that he had made this statue, and he wanted everyone at the sound of all of these musical instruments to bow down and to worship that statue, that image. And so the people, because they were afraid, because they didn't want to cause the king to be angry with them, because they didn't want the king to kill them, because they didn't want the king to cause them to die and to put them into the fire furnace, then they decided that they were going to bow down. This was their hour of temptation. Were they going to bow down, or were they going to obey God? Because of the word of God said, here is the Lord thy God is one Lord, and thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with thy mind, thy soul, and thy spirit. So we don't have any place or any room to worship anyone else but the true and the living God. Yes, there is a time of temptation. Yes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had a decision to make, but they had already made it in their heart. Jesus already knew that he was not going to bow down to Satan. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego already knew that even if the king, Nebuchadnezzar, put them in the fiery furnace, that it was going to be all right. They knew that God could deliver them out of that fire. But if he didn't deliver them, they still was not going to bow down. They still was not going to worship that idol. They was not going to do it, because it was only one true and one living God. And I'm saying to you this morning that there is not but one God. He is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. And the word of God says, at the name of Jesus, his name is Jesus. And the word of God says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess before him. See, there is power in the name of Jesus, and we need some power this morning. We need power to live right. We need power to think right. We need power to do right. We need power that we'll be able to be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. See, Jesus went through a trial in that wilderness. He had just come out of a 40-day fast. Enemy came to him. Devil came to him trying to tempt him, trying to make him, entice him, and allure him to do something that was wrong, something that was unwise, something that was immoral. Yet God knew, Jesus Christ knew he was. He said, if you are God, if you are. See, he knew who he was. He knew that he was the God Almighty. The devil said in that third verse, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, you got to know who you are. The devil say, if you're a Christian, why don't you just do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you go to that club? You can go in that club, and you'll be able to come out all right. Once you can take a drink, and you'll be all right. Once you just take some whiskey, it will be all right. Oh, you're going to be all right. You're going to be okay. He enticing you. He's trying to tempt you. He's trying to break you down. He's trying to take your soul. He's trying to take your eternal life away from you. But God is giving us examples here in the Word of God in Luke, the fourth chapter this morning, letting us know that we shall worship the Lord thy God, letting us know that there is no other God that we should worship, and that, yes, we will go through temptation in our life. Yes, we will be tempted. Yes, the enemy will come to you and say, if you this and if you that, if you the CEO of that company, you can take this and you can take this, or you can mistreat this person, or you can put this person in a position, a lower position than that they are in, or you can take from the poor and give to the rich. The enemy is such an idiot. So I'm saying to you today that you have to know the God that you serve. God has given us power. The Word of God says he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Ghost to keep us, to guide us into all truth. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the power of God so that we can act right, to do what is right. We need the power of God so that the enemy will not destroy us. See, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So here we see in the Word of God, here, let's read that fourth verse again. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written. And I just believe that he was saying that with authority. He wasn't playing with the devil. And you can't play with the devil. He wasn't shucking and jiving with the devil. He had to say what it was true. He said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. After I've gotten the bread, after I've gotten the meat, yet I got to have the Word of God. After I've got that new dress, and I have to have the Word of God. After I've gotten that Mercedes, or after I got that Cadillac, or after I got whatever it is on the market that I desire to have, and that house on the hill, that house, my dream house, oh, I still have to have God. After I've gotten money in the bank, I still have to have God. No matter what you think you have or what you think that you want and whatever the enemy tries to give to you and say you can have it, if you just fall down and worship me, I'm telling you that Jesus is the Lord God is speaking to us this morning and letting us know that we cannot bow down to the things of this world. We cannot bow down to unrighteousness. We cannot bow down so that we'll be unfaithful to God. There are people that are unfaithful to God. There are some people that was worshiping God that's unfaithful to him. There are some people that said, God, I live, and God, I'll die. But they have been unfaithful unto God. So I want you to know today that there is not from one God. The Bible said today, the word of God say, Lord, the word of God let us know that he is our God. He is our deliverer. He is our mind fixer. He will be our heart regulator. He is the true and the living God. The word of God let us know today that the word of God is forever and that he is God and we can depend upon him. We thank God for prudential of it says the slogan is a rock, and we look at even Blue Cross Blue Shield has been that big shield, but I'm telling you that there's no shield like the word of God. There's no hiding place. There's no covering like the word of God. There is no rock like the rock. Oh, my God, the rock Jesus is that solid rock. As Psalm says, on the solid rock I stand, no other ground, all other ground. Is thinking, saying, don't depend upon the worldly things. Don't depend on what you see that God did not give you, because it is not everlasting. You need to stand on the word of God. You need to believe God, for it is everlasting. For the word of God that he coming like a thief and a robber. He's not a thief, neither is he a robber. But the word of God says he coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So we need to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare ourselves to be strong in the Lord. We need to prepare ourselves to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. See, God is speaking to you. There are many of you that in our radio audience today that hear the word of God. God is speaking to you that you need to be strong in the Lord, even as Jesus was strong, and even as the word of God let us know, even as the enemy, even as Satan came to Jesus, that Satan, he will come to you and he will try to tempt you at your weakest time, at the weakest, when you seem to be on the edge, when you seem to be almost out of work, when the enemy has said that I'm going to take your job, when the enemy was trying to say I'm going to take your house, when the enemy was trying to say I'm going to take your car, and you bow down to the enemy and you serve the enemy because you think the enemy will keep you from losing what you have. The only thing that you don't want to lose that really matter is your soul in eternity, that you want to be able to live for him. You want to be able to go back with him. So I'm telling you this morning that Jesus is showing us his example, even as he's showing us how he overcome temptation. You need to know how you can overcome temptation. You can overcome temptation with the word of God. There are many things that will tempt you. There are many things that the enemy will send to you to try to derail you, will try to cause you to not to stand on the word of God, to try to make you get on that shaking ground, to try to make you almost the succumb by the quicksand. Oh my God. But I want you to know today that you must hear the word of the Lord. You must hear the word of the Lord. The word of God says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. You know, there's a time when people going to want bread. They're going to want bread so bad that they're going to give up their relationship with Jesus Christ. They're going to give up what they've known, what they have stood on. And you got to know how God is in you, that even if you didn't have that bread, if you didn't have that meat, that you still cannot deny the King of Kings and and the Lord of Lords. I see even now that the enemy wants to destroy. The enemy wants to bring temptation. The enemy wants to annihilate you. The enemy wants to take you out. But I'm saying to you, great is he that is in you than he that is in the word. Even as Jesus had called and showed his disciples how to pray, he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory." We need God on our side. We need God to strengthen us. We need God to make us the men and women, the boys and girls that he is calling for, that we can be able to stand. We need to put on the helmet of salvation. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet need to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We won't be shod. We won't have a helmet of salvation. Oh my God, if we're not reading the word of God, if we're not studying the word of God, if we're not hearing the word of God, the word of God says, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We need to hear the word of God that you can live, that somebody else can live. The Bible let us know that we need faith. The word of God say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but you got to stand on your word, on the word of God, because you got to know who God is. You got to know that he is a God that will deliver. Don't you remember when Elijah, oh my God, when he was, when God had sent him to that river, to that place, to that brook of Cherith, and it let us know that when the drop, at that time it was a famine, and he had already said that it wasn't going to rain until he said it was going to rain, but yet God had used him, God had let him know that to go by this river, by his brook of Cherith, and he said where he could be able to drink from the brook, and God let him know that I'm going to send a raven to sustain thee. I'm going to send a raven to take care of that dirty bird, but I'm going to send him to bring you meat and to bring you that bread, to bring you whatever is needed for you, and that raven did whatever means to take care of you. God will take care of you. That song is a song that says, God will take care of you. And I want you to know today that God will take care of you. No matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through today, God will take care of you. You have to know the God that you serve and that he is for you. He is not against you, but he is for you. And then in that fifth verse of the fourth chapter of St. Luke, it says, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showing unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. So here, the enemy still trying to tempt Jesus, still trying to allure him, still trying to entice him, and Jesus would not yield to temptation. Yes, temptation will come. Yes, power will come in our life. It's an opportunity. A temptation is like a trial designed for a person, the opportunity to do evil and to sin against God. Sometimes it is to bring confusion to that person. When you tempted, that's what the enemy tried to bring temptation, tried to confuse but he didn't know who he was talking to, and yet he was going to do it anyhow. Sometimes the enemy will try to come against you and try to confuse you and try to make you think that you don't know who you are. But I'm saying to you, you stand on God's word. Don't yield to the left or to the right. You need to keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Yes, he tried to tempt him. And it says in that seventh verse of the fourth chapter of St. Luke, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Who is he talking to? He's talking to Jesus, but yet, who is he talking to? Don't he know that he is talking to the creator of the world? Don't you know he's talking to the one that made him, the one that created him? Don't he know he's talking to one that has all power in his hands? Don't he know he's talking to the one that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that he asks or thinks? Who is he to try to offer Jesus? Who is he to try to tell Jesus that if you do these things, that I will give you all of these things if you just serve me? And here it says, and in that seventh verse, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Oh, my God, that's what the enemy wants you to do, to give him reverence, to love him, and to give devotion to him. But all reverence belongs to the Almighty God. All love, it belongs to God. All our devotion and dignity, it belongs to God. All our homage should be paid, it should be given to the Almighty God, not Satan. He can't offer you nothing. He can't offer you life everlasting with Jesus Christ. He can offer you a life that will be in eternal hell, but he cannot offer you eternal life with Jesus Christ. When in hell there shall be gnashing of the teeth in hell, but yet when you belong to God, you can spend eternity in Christ Jesus. You can spend, you can have the rest of your life with him. And I do know that heaven, that the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God, but our soul will be forever with him. We will be ever with him 24 hours a day. Will be with him. But if you don't give Jesus Christ your Lord, your life, if you succumb to the trickery of the enemy, if you do not serve God the way that he wants you to serve him, and you let the enemy tempt you into doing things that are not of God, and God and our Father and our Savior come, you know, because I said he's coming like a thief in a robber, then you can be in danger of being everlasting of hell, and you don't want to go to hell. You want to live, and you don't want to die. God don't want you to lose your life. God don't want you to die. God don't want you to die and go to hell. God wants you to live. So when he said, John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God wants you to believe him, and God wants you to stand upon his word. I believe that our time is about over, but here I just want to do this. Read the last portion of this, and it says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. That's what your answer to Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. But it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only, O-N-L-Y, shall thy serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from him. For it is written, he shall give him his angel charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, him. It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I'm saying to you today that the enemy will come with you with temptation, but yield not to temptation. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast today, the Our Power broadcast. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your people have heard the word of God, God, that you have given to the preacher of the hour. Lord, I pray even now, God, that they would know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that even as you were in the wilderness and even as you were tempted, Lord, that they're going to be tempted also. But God, let them know, even through the word, that they can succumb, that they can survive, that they can live, that they can get through. God, that they don't have to yield to temptation in the crisis of life. But Father, save, sanctify them, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, this has been the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in with us on Wednesday for the Hour of Power broadcast at 9 a.m. on this very broadcasting channel. God bless you, and may the peace of God be upon you.